All right, let me jump on in now to the Right Side Way monologue, the opening monologue for every day. And I got to tell you, so I once had a conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about our personal testimonies. We were talking about wanting to do something that made a difference. And in that case, we were discussing faith and being able to minister to kids through Young Life, which is a ministry we both used to be involved in. Me personally, I've got a rocky personal testimony, I'll be honest. I was a troubled kid from a broken home. I was on the highway to nowhere good when I met the Lord, and I had a redemptive experience that not only changed my soul, but it also changed the direction of my life right here on earth. Well, my friend, he knew my story. He'd seen some of it. And I'll never forget, as we're talking, he said something like, "You can show kids what God can do. He changed so much of your life, but what can I offer?" He said, "I come from a solid home. I never got in any trouble." I remember thinking about that for a second, and I told him, I said, "No, man, you've got everything to offer. You can show kids in the middle of a broken world that it's still possible to have a good family and a good life, and they need to hear that. I wish I had your story." Well, that's true. You see, God uses people where they are and who they are, no matter where they've been or what they've done or who they've done it with or, for that matter, what they've not done. Your story is your story, and you can use it. But the larger point of me telling you that is because my friend had already written himself off. He had written off any belief that he could be effective in helping others. He had decided he didn't have what it takes or anything dynamic to point to, but he was wrong. And he spent years after that doing incredible ministry with kids, and lives were changed because of it. But how do you know? How do you know that anything that you do will make a difference? I mean, you may be sitting there right now thinking, you know, that what you have to say doesn't matter, or that what you think about something would never move the needle. You're ruminating that you got nothing to offer, no skills, no words, no opinions. You would be wrong. You know why I know that? Because I've watched it happen time and time again. Look, I'm going to tell you this with all sincerity. If you will find your passion and you will find your people, you will find your plan and you will identify your part. And you will know then, you will know that you know that you know that you have a purpose. I have a friend, he didn't like politics in his area. He didn't like them. He didn't like who was involved. He didn't like the things that were going on. And he was young, though. He was real young, like in his 20s. Who would listen to him? His passion was to change the political dynamic in his area away from the good old boys who'd been controlling it for so long. But he needed people. So he got together with several other young friends, and these young guns began to talk through it all. And they decided to form the Northeast Alabama Young Republicans, just like that. They began making the rounds, meeting folks, asking candidates to come talk to them, showing up at yogurt shops as a candidate, and finding 75, 20-somethings all gathered together wanting to hear a political speech. That's an attention-getter, let me tell you. And they grew. And then they decided, you know what, we're going to run for office. Lots of offices. And that original group of young, unknown 20-somethings, one of them became a probate judge, one became a circuit judge, one was elected to the county commission, one became a mayor, one became the county revenue commissioner, and the original guy who dreamed up the idea of having a group like that at all, he's now a senior staffer for one of our U.S. senators. And it all started with a few 20-somethings sitting around talking about their desire for change. Just epic. But still, I mean, how do you know? How can you be sure? Well, the answer is you might not know. You might not ever know the full impact of your actions. You might only get the benefit of seeing what happens in your little small sphere of influence, and no further than that. You might only know your seemingly small part, but that does not negate the value of your effort. It's like what we're seeing when you see the Army and they issue an operations order. So the brigade issues the op order down to battalions. Battalions separate their parts out and issue the battalion operating orders down to the companies. Companies down to platoons, platoons down to squads. And when you give that op order brief, the most you will typically brief to your people is what elements are doing two levels higher than you. So the bottom line is, a squad leader may have no idea what his brigade is doing at all. But the squad leader knows where to find his company and where to find his platoon. And he knows that he needs to lead his squad up a hill, and somehow that hill fits into a bigger plan that he may never actually see all of it. But he knows one way or another that he and his squad are going to, by God, take that hill and make a difference in this small part of the plan that they're in. So truthfully, if every squad does the same, then it adds up to the platoon being successful. If the platoons are successful, the company's successful, the battalions, the brigade, on and on. So yeah, what I'm saying is it's the small parts that add up to the big parts. You don't build a house all at once. You build it one brick at a time. So you find your part. And don't think for a second that it's too small or too finite. You take your hill your hill. That's what matters. And then once you stop discounting your own ability to have an effective mission, then you got to figure out what to do. I mean, literally, what do you do? What is your role? What is your means, your technique, your skill set, and how should it be employed? And how do you even know? Well, I suggest you take a look at the way God wired you. I mean, seriously, what are your gifts and talents? Are you a writer? Then write. Are you a leader? Then lead. Are you a craftsman? Then build. Let me tell you something. I had a guy on my team right before we were set to go downrange for some very dangerous times in Afghanistan. We were all Army, except this guy had just spent 17 years in the Navy, and he crossed over right before we deployed. He was a small boat mechanic. What good is a small boat mechanic to me in the arid, dry backcountry of Afghanistan? He literally came to me and told me he was concerned because he did not know if he had the skill set for the mission, and I admit it had me worried. And then we got downrange, and we had to live off generators for nearly a year. And guess who kept my generators running 24/7 for the next 10 months? You guessed it. The Navy small boat mechanic guy. That guy. The guy who didn't think he had anything to contribute. The guy who had spent 17 years keeping engines running in austere conditions. That guy. Let me just tell you. Look at your skill sets. Look at your gifts, your talents, your experiences. And do not for a second downplay what God has built into you over the years. It's there for a reason. So I'm telling you, friends, that's how movement starts. You don't have to change the world. Just change your world. Find your passion. Then find your people. Then find your plan. Then find your part of it. And you're going to know that you know that you know that you have purpose and that making a difference in your own sphere of influence for the values that you know are right is good. So literally finding a place and a means and to plug into the spiritual, social, cultural, or political winds and take a stand for something you believe in, yeah, those conservative principles you and I and so many others believe in. Something. A cause, a concern, a candidate, you find it. That thing you can personally rally behind or lead the charge because we cannot afford to sit idly by. Not for such a time as this. There is no way in the world we have the luxury right now of just sitting still and watching things go by us. We don't. We need every single one of you to not discount your ability to be effective just right where God has planted you. And I'm serious when I say it. Find your passion, find your place, find your purpose, and get busy. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. All right, well, there you have it. And yeah, I do mean it. And I've seen it time and time again. People discount their ability to get anything done, and then they're shocked later on when they get something done. You know what? I'm not surprised. And God's not either. Get her done. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.